Good evening, boys. Are you ready for another lovely, taboo, sick, disgusting audio from me? Oh, I know you are. I know you've all been patiently waiting, holding your cocks. Well, remember, the Pervert Paradise now has 3 new creators. Oh, and these ladies are horny and ready for you. I promise. Now, just a quick little disclaimer, remember? Everything about this story is fake. It's not real. It's just a lovely fantasy trip that I'm taking you on. And we all know I'm well of age. Sorry to be keeping all of you waiting, especially the one that ordered this lovely audio. And remember, if you want to order one from me too, just discord.gg/pervert paradise. All right, let's get started. It's my very first time doing a recording for you, and honestly, Master, I'm a little nervous. I haven't done many recordings before at all, and, well, I want to do something special for you while you're at work, but even laying here in my bed, naked, my sweet little puffy nipples hard from the chill of the room, especially when you're not here to warm me up. I can't help but think, how did we get here? How did I get here? Forever to be your sweet, sweet little 12-year-old sex slave. How did I become that for you? I barely remember what my old life was like, Master. Even though you've been really good to me, I don't really know exactly how to put it on how I feel, but, you know, I guess it all starts with the day you took me, doesn't it? Yes. You know, I think that's when I really started to live, the day that you took me. Was probably one of the best days of my life, really, if I think about it. It's not like my parents really did much for me. They didn't teach me anything or really give me pleasure like you have. Oh, Master, I love you so much. You've been so good to me. Do you remember how you took me? I bet you'd want to hear it from my side, huh? Well, I remember it almost like it was yesterday. I was walking to school with my little unicorn backpack just after my 12th birthday. And all of a sudden, I see this figure behind me. And I look around and thought maybe it was just the wind I heard, or maybe a shadow that I saw. And then all of a sudden I felt you, your warm embrace, come up behind me, give me like something that felt like a big bear hug, and then a rag over my mouth. And then I went to a nice, peaceful slumber. After that, I remember waking up in your house. As I was waking up, I was thinking to myself, this is what I get for trying to take a shortcut. My parents told me there's no shortcuts in life. I knew I should have listened. At first, I was so scared. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know who you were. I didn't know anything. I definitely didn't know about sex. I was so innocent and naive about the world. I remember waking up naked, completely naked. All of my little parts showing. And then I remember seeing you sitting there with a smile on your face and your hand down your pants. I remember feeling scared and wondering what it is I should do. I remember feeling the soft rope around my wrist. You never tied it too tight. And, I mean, it didn't seem like you wanted to hurt me. I remember at first begging you to take me home. I remember wondering what these new feelings were as you slowly caressed my sweet little 12-year-old curves. My barely developing preteen body just laying there for you to use. I think right then is when I realized maybe this isn't so bad. Maybe I was meant to be taken. Of course, I didn't know for sure. The fear was still overwhelming. But you were so gentle, so kind, so sweet with my little body. I knew I was completely powerless as I laid there, being tied up, unable to fight back. I wasn't sure exactly what you wanted from me, but I knew I better be a good girl. I think sooner or later I started to become your sweet little Stockholm sweetheart. But before that completely happened, you showed me more affection than anyone in my entire life. Kept telling me how beautiful I was. How bad you always wanted your own sweet little slave. Especially a 12-year-old slave. How bad you wanted to cuddle me. You know, at first it just started with sweet little kisses on my shoulder, on my forehead and my cheeks. You give me little massages, make sure you fed me really good food. You're an amazing cook. I learned that really fast. A much better cook than my dad, even. Oh, Master. You've been so good to me. And then, after all the sweet massages, good food, and all the TV I could ever want to watch, even though I wasn't allowed to wear clothes that first while, I got used to it. And now I just don't wear them anyways. I mean, I just want to make you happy now. I remember at first I kept looking for a way out, but after a couple weeks I started, I guess, to fall in love with my captor even, my master, my molester. Soon those little touches of affection, those massages, those light little pecks all across my skin became more and more intense. Soon you started trying to kiss me on the lips. At first I would pull away, but then I realized maybe that's not such a good idea. Maybe I want these kisses. you had this rule of not letting me come. I didn't really know what it was at the time. I really didn't know what my little Connie was feeling, but oh, it felt so good. And you would just leave me laying there, wanting more and more. My pedophile master. Leaving your little captive girl. Always on the verge of orgasming, but not ever being allowed to. Not until you said so. I didn't understand it at the time, what exactly it was. But you spent a lot of time building me up, and then you would just leave. It was very confusing for quite some time. But I finally started to really enjoy things. It was very quiet for quite some time too. The first few weeks, extremely quiet. I would let out a little soft, oh, here and there, and little, ah, noises of satisfaction and showing you that I was enjoying your affection. One day, me and my master decided we would watch a movie together, and after feeling all those lovely touches from him, my body, showing him how much I enjoyed it, I was really looking forward to our little movie night. He set it up in advance and told me about it. It was the first day that he actually started to leave me untied. After the movie and all the lovely snuggling and sweet touches and kisses that he gave me during and throughout, like I said, he didn't even bind me back up. He started to teach me about sex. Started to really teach me all the words like pedophile, slave, slut. Started teaching me about my cunt and his cock. He wanted me to call him a pedo a lot. And of course I obliged, because I love my master. I'll be his little child sex slave for as long as he wants. For as long as I possibly can. Maybe I can even stay a little 12-year-old girl forever. Just for him. That movie night was one of the best nights of my life. After teaching me all the things about sex he could, was a good 1 hour lesson. Even having me look at my own cunt and tell him where my labia and clitoris is. He decided to be really educational about it while still making it fun. Right after the lesson, he had me, well, suck his pedophile cock. And oh, I love getting on my knees for my master. It was such a pleasure to be able to suck his cock for the first time. He really taught me how to get it as deep as I could, but my little child mouth just was too small, I guess. Master's cock. Oh, it's so big. Really is. Oh, when you hear this later, Master, you'll know how much I love your cock. I love being your little child sex slave. After a little bit of sucking and making me gag on it, being naughty together, he made out with me like I was his girlfriend for the first time. I never felt anything like this before. And then he took me to his bedroom, where he never had taken me before. He carried me there, feeling my little body in his large and warm embrace was so, so relieving. It was the best feeling I ever had, little butterflies in my stomach. That feeling down there, the bits tingling. My little cunny, I could feel it getting wetter and wetter. Since I wasn't really allowed to wear clothes, he could see it getting wetter and wetter. This was probably the first night I was really fully comfortable with him. Our bodies pressed together as we rolled around in the bed. Those soft cotton sheets up against my skin. My master deep inside of me, taking advantage of my perfect 12-year-old girl holes. Oh, God, his pedophile cock felt so good. I didn't think a little girl and a pedophile could be in love. But I really do love my master. He also likes to call me his Stockholm sweetheart. I think it's really sweet. Oh, master. I love everything you do with me. After that, you went on to teach me so much more. I even got to have my first orgasm that night, and it felt so good after all the time you spent teasing my little cunt and really, really just leaving me in the, you know, right at the edge. You would still edge me every now and then for fun, but you completely lifted the no coming rule. I never felt so free, so liberated, so powerful as a woman, or as a little preteen becoming. Coming more into myself and, well, coming. I love being your little girl slave. Maybe I could stay a little girl forever. You know, if I could even go back in time, I would let you kidnap me again and again. After a while, he finally got me into bondage. Taught me what it was. I'd already been used to being tied up, so... I mean, but I didn't really know what it was called. Oh, he taught me so much about it. Gave me regular lessons and cock worshipping with my mouth. After a while, he taught me how to talk dirty, how to say those words like pedophile and molester, master, all those lovely words he loves to hear. He taught me about anal. He taught me about worshipping. He taught me how to say things that were sweet but equally perverted at the same time. I grew to love every little activity we would do together. He trained me, molded me, taught me to let go of the shame, to embrace my inner child whore. I love being your sex slave, master. You're my favorite pedophile. Oh, maybe when I get older, as it will inevitably happen, I'll have to start helping you get other little girls. And we can teach them just like you taught me, and they'll love you just like I do. But I still have to say, even with all the kink, the bondage, the fetishes, movie nights are still my favorite, because those are when Master wants to be romantic and sweet. He's even brought me flowers before. It makes me feel so loved and wanted. You never, never hurt me, Master. And I love you for that. You've always made me feel like a sexy, loved, sweet little girl. One day, when he was away from work, you actually started to allow me a lot more independent freedom around the house. But this was also the day that things began to click for me. I began to realize that you'd been grooming me the entire time. It was really hard to deal with for a minute. I found my clothes that you kept in a box. And I went outside. It's the first time I've been outside in months. I kept thinking to myself, this entire time he's been a dirty fucking pedophile. My master, my man, is a dirty pedophile. What am I doing here? Why don't I just go back home? But I didn't even make it to the front yard before I just stopped. I stopped dead in my tracks. And I remembered that I'd been nude for so long that the clothes felt constricting. The fabric didn't feel right. I don't think I like clothes anymore at all. I started to stand there and think. Movie nights are still my favorite. I don't think I want to go back home. I don't think I ever want to go back. My master always takes time to teach me how to read and give me math and history lessons, so it's not like I'm not learning. He literally does everything for me. No, I'm gonna stay. I'm going to continue to stay. I know it's wrong. I know that I should hate him for kidnapping me, raping me, brainwashing me. But I love all the care and the comfort, the immense amounts of pleasure. I'm just so comfortable in being owned by him. I don't think I ever want to leave. I think I'm gonna stay here forever. So, Master, that's when I decided that I want to stay. I never thought I would tell you about all of this, all the things that I've thought in my head. But this is how I really feel. When I tell you I love you, I really mean it, Master. I know that you warped me. I know that you brainwashed me. You kidnapped me. You raped me. But I think I like being your little rape toy. I think I like being your little sex slave. 'Cause I feel that I'm so much more than that also, Master. I'm your special little girl. I know I'll always be your favorite. Even as I grow, I know you'll be right there beside me, teaching all the things I need to know to be the perfect whore for you, to be the perfect child whore. And I know as I get older, I can help you find other little child whores and teach them too for you. There's so much we still have to do together, Master. I quickly ran back inside after all these realizations came over me. Now that it was my choice to stay, things were much better. my time with my master, with you, was amazing. Every day I looked forward to you coming home. Coming home from work, I'd wait at the door almost like a little puppy dog. And I was happy to. I was happy to make sure things were clean, food was cooked, that I'd done any homework that you'd given me. I did it all with a fucking smile on my little face. It started to become my idea to indulge in rape play, pretending I was just still a little poor, innocent girl, that some pedo stranger would come up behind me and force me into their van. Oh, we had so many role plays. We've had so many. I would do anything for you now, Master. I want you to know that I never have regretted my choice to stay. Especially now that it's my choice. And if anyone else ever hears this, it is my choice to stay with my master. I want to be his little rape toy forever. His Stockholm sweetheart. His pedophile love. As I take this little trip down memory lane, I bring out the little dildo that you got me. I start to play with myself with it, getting used to all the different vibration settings. Ah, and it feels so good. Ah, Master, I want you to come home so bad. I really do. I want you to know that every one of my holes belong to you. I want you to use me. The harder you use me, the harder I come. Rape play has become one of my favorite things to do. Just everything you've done for me, Master. I want you to know how grateful I am. And I'm gonna come for you, Master. I'm gonna come for you because I want to show how grateful I am to be your little desperate, underage slut. I want you to know that I'm corrupted and I'm always horny. Always. I blame it all on you. But I wouldn't trade it for the fucking world. I love being your little 12-year-old slut. Oh, Master, please. I can't wait for you to watch this, knowing that I truly want to be here. That it's a choice for me now. I don't have to be anymore. I'm here for you, Master. I want to be here so bad. Please keep me forever. Please never let me go, Master. I can feel my little body twitching, pulsing everywhere, especially in my tiny little cunt, and it feels so good, tightening and then loosening, pulsing deep inside of me. The way my little cunt is glistening in the light from all of that cum. Master. Oh. It is movie night, isn't it? I just remembered. Oh, I can't wait for movie night. It's always the best. It means the most cuddles and love. It means I get to be close to you. Oh, I'm just so happy to have you. I'm so happy to have movie nights too. They're my favorite and it's been a while. I've really been looking forward to this one. But there's something I really want to talk to you about, Master. Pedo Master, I know you love being called that. My sweet child molester. I've been such a good girl. Can we make a little movie together? I know you talk about how you have some friends that might want to see me. That want to see what I look like. Master, you should film us together tonight. Or whenever. I mean, I like taking orders, not giving them. But, yes, I know you have a great camera. I think I want to be a child porn star. There, I said it. I want to star in a child porn with you, Master. You think we can do that? Well, I guess I'll just have to wait till tonight to hear your answer. See you later, Master. I love you. I love you so, so much. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. Sweet little girl being captive. Not ever wanting to leave her captor, her master, her kidnapper. Staying with him forever and ever. I bet you'd love your own little slave, wouldn't you, you sick fucks? Now, I still want you guys to remember that this is a fantasy. It's not real. And I in no way encourage or condone any of this in real life. Fantasy is all game, but real life is a huge no-no. Remember, if you are struggling with any feelings of, you know, maybe you feel bad about having these fantasies, maybe you are struggling with maybe watching some stuff you shouldn't, maybe you're struggling with other things. If there's anything that's happening to you or whatever, and maybe you need a little bit of advice, just come join the Pervert Paradise server because we're here for you. Not only is there me who is, you know, Katie Sterling, the owner of the server and everything else, but I also have paid content there in the VIP section. And then there's Beatrix, Rose the Daring, and Candy Comes. And all four of us deeply believe in the harm reduction mission of, hey, you got to get it out somehow, and you might as well get it out in a fantasy than letting it get all pent up. And, you know, maybe doing something really dumb. So, come on. What are you waiting for? Come join the amazing community where we all have a lot of fun. And maybe even order your own custom like this. Support us. Because we could definitely use all the support we can get. There are support groups twice a week. Wednesdays and Sundays. Usually around, like, between 6 and 8 p.m. Pacific time. And, you know, we really want to create a safe, legal, and a consensual environment. That is what we're here for. We're here to help. We're here to be a place for you not only to get off and have a good time, but to also listen and try to help with whatever we can. I mean, we all try to help each other here, and my server is completely creator-ran. Creator and fan ran, actually. Anyone that's dedicated enough can be a creator or become an admin or a mod in my server. It just depends on how involved you want to be. All right. Well, I hope you guys have a lovely evening. And remember, Pert Paradise, the harm reduction mission, it's all there. We have plenty of content in the server, and I really hope to see you there. My DMs are always open, so feel free if you join to send me a message right away. All right. Bye, guys. The invite is discord.gg/pervertparadise. I'll link it below. And keep an eye out for my next audio. Follow, like, follow Candy, Rose, or Beatrix too, because they're amazing ladies. All right. Good night, guys. Hope you enjoyed this one.